This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us and whatever's on your mind. We give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username here in moments. And Deanna Johnson in the studio with you here tonight. There's more information obviously now coming out about the shooting situation in Orlando, what is being touted as the largest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Which is completely incorrect, even though it's being touted as that.
Right. You need to factor in the government mass shootings as well, which the media hasn't done.
Right, sure.
But we are learning more about the gunman, in this case, Omar Mateen, and the folks over at antiwar.com actually have an article about it. The relatively straightforward narrative of the Sunday morning Orlando attack, the single ISIS-inspired gunman acting on the basis of the group's anti-gay policies, seems to be falling apart, with latest reports dramatically confusing the matter and painting gunman Omar Mateen in a much different light. After yesterday's shock and the ordeal began to clear, patrons in the attacked or at the attacked nightclub Pulse discovered something incredible and totally absent from the initial reports, and that is that Mateen wasn't some unfamiliar attacker, but rather a regular at the bar, and he had been coming in for at least 3 years.
Right.
A repeat visitor who used to drink to excess at Pulse, saying he couldn't at home because his family was really strict. Mateen was also on a gay dating app used by other patrons of the club. And one man reported that he had exchanged messages with him and a friend.
I mean, my problem with this is the conflicting stories that come out in these situations are just the news starts to go nuts. I mean, the first news that came out was that Omar Mateen had a conversation with his father earlier, and he had told him that he was very bothered by seeing a gay couple kissing. So, but now it turns into he's a regular at the club, and that, you know, he was on gay dating apps. I just, you know.
Well, maybe he has one life for his family and another life for himself, meaning that maybe he doesn't want his dad to know that he's gay.
Anything's possible. I mean, I just don't know what the truth is on these things anymore. You know, like, unless you could show me a link to his gay dating profile and it was, like, obvious and that's published information. You know, and it's not like using some sort of like mug shots or whatever shots that they got of him recently, you know, like, or
if it's not a brand new profile,
or if it's like pictures pulled from like a Facebook or something like that. I mean, it's like, come on. You know, I don't know what to trust with the media anymore, because there's so much, you know, just can we, you know, this is exactly the type of story that creates a clickbait narrative.
Well, you know, it is hard to know what to trust, but ultimately, I find independent media that you can verify more trustworthy than
I don't.
Than
look at like Natural News and like
I said
all
that you can verify. So if they were
verify,
to
right.
if they were to cite their source, and
sure,
you could go and look, like you said, at the social media profile or
right,
the dating site profile. And I went and I looked, and I don't immediately see where that is coming from. Apparently, it's just a report from someone who actually went to the club. So there are a lot of claims out there, obviously. But, you know, the mainstream media report was just to get the information out initially,
right,
about, oh, well, the shooting happened. Here's the alleged shooter. Here are the numbers of dead people. And that's
right,
what the mainstream media was putting out there at first. And now we're learning more about this guy that, you know, if he's on a gay dating website and has been a regular at a gay-friendly bar for 3 years, then there's definitely more to this story.
Sure, but those are big ifs. And all I'm saying is, like, I don't know why. I don't know why in this story, just as I'm seeing stuff, I just feel extremely pessimistic about a lot of the news. I just want to sort of urge people to, like, hey, follow the money. Could this news source be just making up something clickbait? I mean, when you say, oh, somebody said this, okay, you know, it's a dating profile that happened to be created 3 days ago. You know, like,
yeah,
it's like, just, you know, I
well, these are people who are regulars at the bar who are saying this.
We're presupposing that they're regulars at the bar. How do
what
you know that?
What else could they be? Are you suggesting that they would be government agents?
No, I'm suggesting that they're somebody who's making up a story for the newspaper so that they get money.
Just to get attention?
Yeah, money.
Why are they going to get money? They don't usually don't get money from a newspaper when you conduct an interview.
You can, absolutely. Absolutely. And who's to say that this is not somebody who just works for the newspaper?
Well, I suspect there have been multiple reports. At least I have seen multiple reports about him going to the bar on a regular basis. I guess, you know, you're right, Johnson. They could all have come from the same news source. I haven't.
If it's multiple reports, that's interesting.
I haven't drilled down to find out, you know, if these are all coming from the same news source or not.
Right. Because so, that's also an easy possibility is that, you know, what happens is that one news source posts something about this, and then as it goes with news these days, it's everybody's just reposting the same exact story over and over and over again.
Yeah, and over time, you know, as people get the opportunity to vet these claims and do what you're suggesting be done here, then we'll learn what's true, or we'll get closer to what is true. We can never probably know the true, absolute truth of what has gone on here.
But I guess I'm just of the thing, like, I'm not even all that, I mean, not to dump on your prep here, but I'm not all that interested in talking about it yet, because right now what I'm seeing on the news is I've looked at these different stories, and there's so many contradictions and claims and counterclaims, and, you know, people, and this one really ticks me off, is when people are like, it's a hoax. The whole thing's a hoax. It didn't happen. It's, you know,
oh, you knew that was coming.
There's all the, you know, and there's, you know, and it especially bugs me when it's people in the liberty community who are these kinds of conspiracy theorists, because it makes me just ill. I mean, it really just, that's just disgusting. You know, I just am hesitant to want, you know, on this story until, like, more kind of facts have been settled upon by people who are doing real investigations into this, you know, talking about it too much.
I tend to think antiwar.com does a pretty good job of looking into the stories that they promote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the source of this story here, a summary of what some more that has been learned about this Omar Mateen. It's coming from antiwar.com. And, of course, they're citing some of the, you know, stories like CJAD, which is a Canadian news site. And then Gawker.com is where they got the claim of that he was on a gay dating app. Anyway, let me continue here with this, and we'll see what you think, Johnson. Because I appreciate your skepticism. I think that's good. But at the same time, we're doing talk radio.
Well, of course.
So, you know, it's important to talk about the issues in the moment. So I understand that maybe...
I'm gonna call you out on that, because a lot of the times you don't want to cover the story that everyone else is covering.
That's true.
So I'm calling you out on that.
A lot of the time, that's true. But we are open phones every single night, and anyone who wants to talk about whatever that story might be certainly can. If it's boring to me, I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
But I mean, I will if someone calls in.
I mean, I do think that this is a gigantic issue. You know, like, I do.
It's an ongoing issue.
I don't know that I'd want. I guess
that.
My interest in talking about this more is more about the, you know, like, what's going on in society, what's going on. I don't want to necessarily speculate about details about what's going on in the case right now, because I don't think that they're settled in any way.
But that's just the thing. You don't need to have it settled to have a conversation.
Right. So I think we can absolutely have a conversation about this story.
You can say, if this guy was indeed a client at this bar, then what does that mean for this whole discussion?
Sure.
Does that mean this guy is like a self-hating gay guy, or that he was just super mad at being rejected by some of the patrons of this bar? These are some of the questions you can ask, and you don't need to know for sure what the absolute truth is to speculate based on information coming in.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Obviously, this information is coming from sources that we don't really know for sure.
Right.
We haven't verified them. But then again, we never do. I mean, we're just talk show hosts, so there's only so much effort that we can put in to verifying
that's
a story
true.
Is true. And kind of sometimes we leave it to you, our listeners, or other co-hosts on the show to call out questions.
In this particular case, there's extra special reason for skepticism at this time, because
there's
so much misinformation being flying around. And because I think in particular around this particular issue with where it's gay people getting killed, there's a lot of easy, you know, there's a lot of people that have personal opinions and will gleefully share misinformation.
No doubt. And so welcome to the program here, where you can share whatever misinformation you want, and listeners will need to take it with a grain of salt. Same thing coming from the show host. Just because we're behind microphones doesn't mean we're infallible. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the case, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, what is the truth about Omar Mateen? We don't know, but there are new reports, and new reports that kind of call into, I don't know, some question about what the official story is on this. And, of course, the official story is that this guy is some sort of ISIS agent who has gone into a club and shot it up. Approximately 50 people are dead, more than 50 wounded.
That's the other thing on this that's bothering me, too, is a lot of the news stories that I'm seeing around this is the use of the vague language around, well, it doesn't matter whether or not he, you know, could have potentially been gay or, you know, partook in, you know, going to this club. Really, what's important here is that it's terrorism and that he was radicalized here in the United States. And when you use phrases like that, it's really vague. And I think that most people, when you say radicalized, they're thinking that means someone who is radicalized into Islam in hating the United States and America by, you know, tenets of Islamic faith and jihad and whatnot. That's what most people, I think of when they're thinking of the term radicalized. They're not thinking, you know, radicalized, you know, by self-hate. They're thinking radicalized religiously. And when they think of terrorism, they also think of, you know, Muslims from the Middle East who really want to attack us because we've been bombing the hell out of their countries.
That could rattle out.
Or they hate our freedom, you know, which is somebody, you know, that's what a lot of Americans tend to think. Oh, they hate our freedom.
It's more likely that someone is going to be radicalized by their family members being bombed to death than by some passage in a book.
Right, but there's this manipulative, sneaky weasel words in the news that, you know, that are being heavily used during this story to program people.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know,
they want to create an enemy. They want, you know, the government and the news media as well want to have an enemy because for the news media's sake, it means people watching. It means people tuning in. It means people buying newspapers.
Right.
And so it's useful to have this conflict for those people. So they're likely to go along with whatever the official government story is.
The vague language in this is super extra on display with this story, I feel, anyway. I'm just seeing it all over the place, and it's just ramped up to 11. With, you know, double-meaning words.
So apparently, Mateen went to a police academy. He did more, I guess, than just wear New York Police Department T-shirts. He really did want to be a cop. And a former classmate says he believed Mateen to be gay, but not open about it.
Wait, did you say New York? He, like, was in Florida and he's, like, wanted to be in New York?
I don't know if he was, I'm not clear which police academy he had attended. I have not read that particular detail.
Well, New York and Florida tend to share a lot of snowbirds, so, you know.
True.
I know that from personal experience.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate as to which police academy he went to. They don't mention it here. This is basically a summary story from antiwar.com, kind of questioning the official story based on some new information that's come out.
Probably not the one from the movie.
No, probably not. The series of movies. Weren't there six
Police
Academy movies? Sadiq, let's see here. One of his classmates said he even asked him out romantically, meaning that Mateen asked his classmate out romantically. Sadiq Mateen, Omar's father and the self-proclaimed president of the Transitional Government of Afghanistan.
What?
Has claimed that Omar was extremely outspoken in his opposition to gay people and expressed disgust at seeing two men kissing recently in Miami.
Ah,
so that's the story you were talking about earlier. So, yeah, you've got dad saying one thing.
Right.
And dad claims to be the president of Afghanistan. And I don't know.
Right.
I don't think that's true. Maybe he's crazy.
I am the president of Afghanistan.
Or maybe he is. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's certainly not uncommon, is it, Johnson, for someone who's gay to hide that fact from their parents?
Sure.
Especially if their parents are super religious, as dad may very well be.
And apparently maybe gay-hating and, you know, wishfully projecting onto his son.
That's possibly the case. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the two stories...
So it seems a very weird... I mean, again, this is very strange because just a weird way to, like, I'm going to share this with the media. That'll get them on somebody's side. Like, what, you know, like, that doesn't... There's not...
You mean it's weird that his dad would express that he had shown disgust?
Right, unless he was just telling the truth. Like, this is what was going on. the motive.
He's likely telling the truth about what his son did, but his son was not likely being truthful with his dad if he was indeed. Because if he's going to a gay bar and hitting on gay men, okay, he's not disgusted by gay men.
I was going over to this gay bar. I just happened to go over and slaughter, you know, hundreds of people, you know, whatever, like, you know, attempt to slaughter hundreds of people. And, you know, recently told a story about hating gay people to my father.
To his dad.
According to his, you know. According to that, but he was lying?
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't he? He's I guess I'm confused as to why you're so confused here. What am I missing, Johnson? You've got a clearly gay guy.
Well, okay. No, what I'm saying
is lying to his dad about being gay. He wants to impress his dad.
You're saying he's lying about this and wants to impress his dad. Did he also want to impress his dad by slaughtering hundreds of people?
Well, he's crazy.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that his dad's story sounds like it makes more sense. His dad's story makes more
sense. How do you know
sense?
He's not a gay guy who was rejected time and time again at this particular club and just wanted to slaughter these people because he's a psychopath?
That's possible, but what I'm saying is why the father's story rings true. That's all I'm saying. Is it just, it's so...
Why
it's
doesn't
simple...
it ring true to you that the people
Occam's
who went
razor.
To the club? But there were multiple people who went to this club saying they saw this guy over a 3-year time frame, seen him get wasted in the club and hang out there.
Okay, well, multiple people is a big thing, that's the part we haven't verified.
But you also haven't verified the claims of the media here. You didn't talk to the dad. You didn't talk to Sadiq Mateen and get him to...
No, but that's a very, you know, that's a source that seems closer to, you know... You're talking about the guy's father versus random people who are making claims. That's a big difference, you know? Like, and is it multiple people or is it one person?
No, you can probably drill down if you want to here, Johnson, and figure those things out. I haven't taken the time to do that, and you obviously haven't either.
A little bit, but yeah.
So
no,
the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there's a lot here that's unverified. We just kind of have to go by what is being reported. The two stories don't exactly add up.
Also, here's another thing. I mean, it seems to me like, you know, when someone is of that mindset where they're rebelling against their parents' beliefs,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they're going to do so and develop like a bond and a kinship more like with the people who they're rebelling to. And this doesn't have that.
That doesn't necessarily... Look, you're talking about a crazy person. I think you're trying to put way too much logic on
Maybe.
This guy. I mean, and look, I don't know if he just snapped within the last 72 hours, or if he's been crazy for years, and that's why he's been completely that's why he's been completely unsuccessful, ostensibly. I believe I've seen this written about his attempts at this bar. That's why he's been very poor at making connections with people in this world. He may be gay, but is also a psycho, and so therefore can't actually get the attention that he's looking for from the folks at this club, and has now lashed out at them.
Okay, let me be the first person on the radio.
And maybe he's a self-hating gay guy, too, because he's been programmed by you know, a particular religion to believe against being gay, but yet he's gay because he was born that way,
and he
hates himself.
Let me on national radio be the first one to just bring in the hate and the phone calls, maybe, and say, well, I think it's awfully presumptive to assume that he's insane.
You have to be insane to shoot
up.
You do. That's
so would you say all United States Marines are insane?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Was he taking orders, Johnson? It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was the shooter in Orlando a psychopath, or was he just following orders? That's a question that you were alluding
to.
Well,
not necessarily following orders, but, you know.
Well, I said you have to be a psychopath to shoot and kill people like this guy did, and then you said, well, wait, what if he was a Marine? Would you then say the same thing?
Right, because what I'm saying is what if you, you know, well, in the case of, you know, these people from Middle Eastern countries who may have had some of their family killed, you know, is that crazy? Now, in the case of Omar Sateen,
I think it still is crazy to be willing to take innocent people's lives. Yes, I do believe that.
Right.
I guess you could argue that this person didn't think these people were innocent because of whatever crazy belief system he had. But then again, you have to be crazy.
I would be willing to argue that most soldiers are kind of crazy. So, you know, I mean, I would be willing to go there. So.
I think there's a level of depravity required to mass slaughter innocent people. Yes.
Yeah. And but
even if it is deluding yourself into believing they are somehow guilty,
I think that the average person is willing to accept that a certain level of killing is okay. You know, like, oh, my, you know,
they may be willing to accept it, but that doesn't mean they're willing to do it.
Right.
Certain it's one thing for a person to look at a situation and say, oh, well, that's legitimate because blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's another thing to actually pull the trigger and to end another human life.
Right. But I think that the average person is willing to say, oh, that person's not crazy. They're a soldier. A soldier's not crazy. You know, I think that's
probably true.
You know,
yeah.
I think that the average person is willing to just accept that, you know, that, you know, you don't have to be crazy to be, oh, you're protecting the homeland. You're fighting for freedom. Okay, yeah, sure you are. You know, and in the case of these, you know, in the Middle East, which is not necessarily Omar Sateen, but in the case of the Middle East, a lot of these people have had families killed. And if this guy's right. father is claiming to be, oh, I'm the president of Afghanistan.
The president of the transitional government of Afghanistan.
Right. You know, obviously there are a lot of people that have been killed in Afghanistan. And if this guy's, you know, claiming such strong ties there, you know, who knows what's going on there? It does definitely sound, even though the father said it has nothing to do with the religion, that definitely does sound like it has something to do with the culture, at the very least, and that there may be family involved and people who have died and been killed in that family. So that is enough of reason to be radicalized if you had, you know, cousins or relatives or whomever blown to pieces by the United States government. You know, you might want to cause terror. You know, that's...
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't necessarily think that that's... I think it's a very bad thing. I don't know if it necessarily makes someone insane.
We still don't have any real knowledge of for sure what it was that caused this guy to go into this club.
Right.
We can speculate that it was an ISIS mission. We can speculate that he was just mad at the gay guys in the club for not,
right.
You know...
That just sounds like nonsense to me. I mean,
which part?
The I'm just mad at gay guys. I mean, it just sounds ridiculous. To me,
it's not unbelievable.
Sounds like
there
my
been...
family was destroyed by a United States bomb. Now I want to kill a bunch of people. And I happen to hate gays because I am Muslim and that's against my religion.
Is that true?
That sounds like more likely to believe.
Yeah, but is there any evidence his family was destroyed by bombings?
I don't know.
So I haven't heard that yet.
You know, I also don't even know like whether or not it even necessarily needs to be family. What if it's just his father who's like, maybe his father is kind of slightly crazy and claiming that he's the president of the transitional government of Afghanistan. And so he's, you know, preaching about how, you know, blah, 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 the United States government, death to America because they're killing our people.
Well, there's more. Let's get some more information from the story here. But first, your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And perhaps you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. It's an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans like you to control, manage, and direct your health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, and are offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then check out Liberty HealthShare at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org for more information on how to enroll any time of the year. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Get your free estimate there. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Dennis in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live listening online.
Yeah, I just want to say that Florida being a death penalty state, if they would have captured this guy alive, do you think he could have used the insanity defense to actually, you know, save his life? Because he obviously needed treatment. But
that's a possibility.
Seems unlikely.
He's pretty much crazy. I mean, I don't see that's unlikely. He could do that, but ultimately that would just mean he'd be stuck in a prison cell for the rest of his life.
And I hate to actually, you know, bring up some hatred towards, you know, the Boston bombings, but look at that guy, the younger brother, I can't remember his name, the way he was talking in the trial, that man is completely insane. He's just lost it. He actually thinks he was helping somebody. He thought he was helping his people by killing Americans. Like, he thought that was a good thing. That's a person that needs treatment, not death.
Well, do you think the United States soldiers need treatment when they're killing Iraqis and Afghanis because they think it's a good thing?
All right, well, that's different, though. That's done by order. Like, for instance, if you had your boss, Johnson, let's just say your boss is in a weird, weird country, tells you, you have to go kill that ant right there. I want you to kill, I mean, a person, not ant. Kill that person. And you, in your own mind, say, that's not right, but I'm doing orders. I have to do orders for the greater good. It's kind of like back
No, I don't say that. I think that's idiotic.
Well, would you think it's idiotic if that person had a trigger, I mean, a bomb. Let's just say a bomb. They had a bomb, and they're going to blow it up in front of all these people, and you had to kill them. You don't want to kill people. No one does, really. I would say there's a few, but most of us don't want to kill. It's a natural thing in us to not kill somebody. But you had to kill them by order. You know, at that point...
No one has to take orders
to
kill.
No one has to take orders at all. No one has to take orders, period, in general.
You always have the freedom to refuse an order.
Right.
You do, and for most people, that's why I would say, if you don't want to, you know, I would actually, geez, I'm going to draw hate from this. I'd say don't join the Army and the Marines and the Navy because of that reason. You have to follow orders and do stuff that is not...
Absolutely. I agree with you. Don't join the military. I think it's a terrible idea to do that because you are subverting your will to the state. And ultimately, you can still change your mind. You can still refuse to follow orders. You just have to accept the consequence of that you might go to prison, you know, military jail for that.
But on the gay-hating thing, there was when I went to high school in Booker, there was a lot of gay people at this particular school. And there was most of them, 99%, were 100% okay with their life choice, okay with their decision. It's become accepted nowadays. And generally, nice people. Some of them, you wouldn't even know they were gay unless they told you. But there was, you know, a guy I knew back in the day that he was so religiously devout, but he was gay. And it caused him just turmoil day after day after day. Like, I mean, he would be down breaking in tears by himself. It caused him to be excluded from society because he was pressured religiously, but at the same time, he couldn't, you know, not be gay. That'd be like me telling you to not be a man.
Yeah, that's how I feel about what has happened here. I mean, based on the very limited information that we have, it sounds to me like somebody who was being torn in different directions. You know, he was probably raised to hate gay people, and yet he was always gay himself because gay people are born that way. When you talk to them, that's what they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They're born that way. So now he's been taught that everything that he has wanted sexually is somehow wrong, and that likely probably drove him insane. To some extent. Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The folks over at antiwar.com, they've done some more digging. We'll share with you what they've found out about this case here in moments. And, of course, you're welcome to jump on the line here and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can talk about this or anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is the real story here? Well, right now we're all just speculating. But at least we have a little bit more information, even though it is conflicting. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What is the truth in the Omar Mateen shooting case in Orlando, Florida? Is it the X-Files?
The truth is out there.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know if we'll ever be able to figure it out. But at the very least, we're getting more information now than we've had before. Does that mean that we're getting more misinformation? I don't know. But we're going to share some of it with you here, as according to antiwar.com. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio with you tonight. Also, you need to know where to go to get business cards online for a great price. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You get them at Vistaprint.com and use code FTL at checkout to get the special price. You can customize the text, colors, the backsides, and more. It's super easy to use their online card designing tool. I've done it. That's how I made the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree full color palm cards that I have. And of course, if you need to do something besides business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, they've got all that too. Plus thousands of industry specific templates for your business card. You can upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire design, as well as upgrade your quality of the card. So maybe you want a thicker stock or a brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print. It is up to you. Get started at Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 with code FTL at checkout. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, more about the Orlando shooting in moments. First, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I've actually been told that the drug overdose deaths take more lives than auto fatalities. And you know what? It's hard for me, you know how I am, it's hard for me to believe or imagine that something else that will take more lives than auto fatalities, you know? Because I was convinced that, I know the auto fatalities,
How many auto fatalities? Oh, wait, you're saying drug overdose? Are you talking about prescription drugs or illegal drugs?
I think it's a combination of everything, you know, because I think a lot of times they do prescription drugs and then they combine it with illegal drugs and it ends up death.
You know, so wait, did you say that drug fatalities are higher than auto fatalities?
Yeah, that is correct.
Where'd you get those statistics from?
Well, it was announced on the many times on the radio, my local stations. So they talked about they announced like the overdose death, drug overdose, and it talked about that New Mexico has a high drug overdose rate, like really really high up there. And all added up, it actually is more than auto fatality. So
yeah, I'm looking here at the motor vehicle deaths in the United States by year, and there are, as of 2014, there were 32,675 people died, apparently, in the United States, according to Wikipedia.
In 2015, it was about 38,300 people that died.
I believe that is fewer than
4.4 million injured. No, you were incorrect. It is not fewer. There were only about 25,000 deaths from overdoses in...
Wait a minute. Overdoses or improperly prescribed prescription medications?
Because overdoses, period. All overdoses. It was about 25,000 deaths.
Well, overdosing is different than taking a prescription medication and just dying from it. Like, you can take a medication. You can take a prescription medication, and it can just be wrong for you, basically. So you could have taken the proper dose. I thought I had read, now I don't have it in front of me right now, but I thought I had read that there were more than 100,000 improperly prescribed prescription.
An overdose is substantively different from an improper medication. I mean,
were you only talking about overdosing, Sarah?
Well, you know, when they talk about overdose, it also means that these people, a lot of people have mental illness. They have like, they're on antidepressants.
Yeah, see, she's not talking about somebody who's, like, just prescribed the wrong sleeping pill or something like that, you know, like, and just dies. You know, that's not what she's talking about.
They do shoot up on top of it. You know what I'm talking about?
So she's talking about scummy drug user people that are all evil and they're bad because they use drugs.
Okay, so you are talking about illegal drug users, Sarah, just to clarify. That is what you're talking about here?
That's right.
Okay, then yeah, you're totally wrong. Because I was going to give it to you. I was going to give it to her. Because Sarah has called in, you know, night after night with, incorrect statistics and misinformation. Since we were talking about misinformation, it's appropriate that Sarah had called in here, because anything that someone says is not necessarily true. And so, Sarah, just because you hear something on the radio doesn't necessarily make it true. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and believe that you just heard this.
Never give people
somewhere that you just heard this somewhere and you're just repeating it and you're not fabricating it out of thin air.
Right. Because it's announced on the local radio station. So according to you guys, what I would have been told is that the auto fatalities are more than all of the movie star. I mean, what is it? The all the shootings, like movie theater shooting, church shootings, a shopping mall shooting, school shootings.
Where are shootings coming from? We were talking about drug overdoses.
She's just all over the place. we were talking about shootings.
The automotive deaths are more than the.
You're right.
Yeah, there are definitely more people who die in automotive fatalities than
drug overdose
shootings.
Oh, jeez.
For sure.
You know what? You could throw in like the 50 people that died at the gay nightclub. You could throw that in, but that's not going to all add up. You could add up all the shootings, okay, like shopping mall shootings and everything. It does not add up.
Yeah, there aren't really that many of those. Yeah,
exactly. It's probably like under 1,000. I mean,
I bet that's true.
It's like a tiny fraction of what people that die in car crashes.
And if you were to include shootings shootings that involve more than two victims, it would probably be a very, very small number.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So I was going to give it to her, because if she was including deaths from drug use...
All those losers that use drugs. That's how she was talking. I mean, you heard that, right?
I thought she was talking about anyone who takes a drug, legal or illegal, right, and dies from that taking.
Right.
Not necessarily an overdose,
right,
just dosing on something, right, whether it's overdose or not. I don't have the statistic in front of me, but I thought I had seen that it was more than 100,000 people will die in the United States over a year from improperly prescribed prescription medications. Now, please, I could be wrong about that. If you know the number or you know where to find that statistic,
somewhat right. But
please call in.
Not the same as like an overdose.
Not at all.
recreational drug or even an overdose on
prescription. No, in fact, overdoses on recreational drugs are much fewer. There are far fewer, rather, of those than there are people dying from prescription medication.
You take a sinus medication and stop breathing. You know, stuff like that. You know.
So I'm, you know, I wanted to give her something. I wanted to throw her a bone, but nope, we can't do that.
Exactly.
Tonight.
I mean, you take a steroid or some sort of a something to maybe I don't know, like a statin or some sort of heart medication, and then your heart just stops. I mean, these things happen, unfortunately, ridiculously frequently.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we've got two stories about this shooter in Orlando, Omar Mateen, who shot up a nightclub over the weekend early Sunday morning and killed apparently more than or approximately 50 people with another 50-plus wounded in the shooting. The two stories don't add up. One of the stories is that he's a ISIS madman following orders to take out a bunch of gay people. And then the other story is that he's a gay guy and that he was an actual regular at the club. And as pointed out here at antiwar.com, the two stories don't exactly add up. But then again, a lot of things don't add up about the Mateen story, particularly the government narrative of him as an apparently random person who got radicalized by the Internet despite not having any apparent ties to any terror groups. Indeed, the conflicting reports about Mateen's signs of radicalization suggest he had no more than a tenuous grasp on who these Islamist factions he claimed loyalty to actually were, and had at different times claimed to be affiliated with wildly different groups. So it's possible this guy is just a nutcase, and then later on, ISIS, after the fact, claimed responsibility for this. So maybe they didn't send him on this mission. The reports of Mateen claiming allegiance to ISIS amid the attacks are well known, but he also mentioned ties to the Boston bombers, the Sarnaev brothers, who were said to have been inspired by an Al-Qaeda magazine, as well as a U.S. suicide bomber, Maner Mohammed Abu Salah, who was a bomber for Al-Qaeda's Nusra Front, which is actually fighting against ISIS in Syria. The FBI says they concluded Mateen's claims of ties to the Sarnaevs was made up by him and believed that he had no more than tenuous ties to Abu Salah. Mateen appeared keen to present himself as much better connected than he ever was. There's more, though, about this confusing story about the gunman in Orlando. And some, of course, the conspiracy people are saying there's more than one. There was more than one shooter. So there are a lot of claims out there. What's the truth? You can share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products.
including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.